Alrighty. We want to talk about the resurrection. How many of us know what the resurrection is? What is it? Huh? That's right. Tom, what is it? Yeah, Jesus was raised from the dead. Isn't that awesome? And that is what we need to hang on to. That's the most important thing or piece of news in the whole Bible for us, Gentiles, for us that know him, for us that want to walk with him. Amen? So it's good to know about the resurrection, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We want to talk a little bit about the resurrection. I'm going to make this as short as possible, but I want to get into it as deep as I possibly can. Everybody ready?
Right.
Everybody ready, right?
Yeah.
All righty, let's turn to the book of John. We're going to go right to what?
The gospel.
The gospel according to John. That's right. The gospel of John. And we're going to read chapter 20 of John. Okay, we're going to read chapter 1. And we're going to go all the way through to 31. But I'm going to try to make a stop there on 23. Chapter 20 of John, the book of John. Ready? Okay, read along with me. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Am I saying that correct? Sepulchre? And then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and says unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter, therefore, went forth and that other disciple that came to the sepulchre, and so they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw that the linen cloth lay yet went he not in. In other words, he just went and peeked, but he didn't go in. And then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre and sees the linen cloth lie. In other words, Peter didn't wait, he just walked right in. And the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen cloth, but wrapped together in the place by itself. And then went in also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre. And he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not that the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white, sitting one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she says unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And so Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Who seekest thou? In other words, who are you looking for? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. And then in that same day at the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto him, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And there were the disciples glad when they saw the Jesus. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I sent you. And when he had said this, he breathed unto them and said unto them, receive the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Praise God. That is one awesome verse right there. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples, therefore, said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nail, of the nails, and thrust my hand unto the side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again his disciples were with him, and Thomas was with them. And then came Jesus, the door being shut, and stood in the midst of in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. And then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Isn't that awesome?
That would be Thomas.
Thomas didn't want to believe it. He said, I don't believe it until I put my finger in the hole of his things, and my hand on his side. I will not believe. Bless you. Now, let's tear this little thing apart here. Okay? Go back to the first scripture. Now, it was the first day of the week. What does that make it?
Sunday.
Huh?
Sunday.
So we call it a Sunday. But in reality, what was it? Saturday? Cody? It was Saturday, wasn't it?
There it is.
To us, it's on Sunday. But actually, Sunday is the first day of the week. But Saturday. You see, he was actually killed on a, what was it, Wednesday night? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, on a Wednesday. We say he was killed on Friday because that's the way we believe. But according to the scriptures, we're off by, Cody is the one that knows how many days. Our calendar is way off from the Hebrew calendar. But at any rate,
we're off by 19 days.
See, we're off. But anyway, let's go back and let's pretend that it was Friday. Okay. Now, this is Friday and it's already Sunday morning. You know, not really, but that's what we would say. Huh?
3 days later.
3 days later. Now, before they killed him, he had a testimony that he was the Son of God. And that's actually why they killed him, because he said he was the Son of God, and they didn't want to accept it. They did not want to accept the fact that he was actually the Son of God. But let's look at Mary here. Now, Mary gets up really super early because she knows that he was embalmed, but not in he wasn't truly clean. He was just kind of wrapped in those clothes and left there. And the reason for that being was because Friday at sunset was the beginning of the feast of the Passover. Everybody know what the Passover is? Passover. Everybody know?
When Moses was getting the people out of Egypt.
When God actually was redeeming his people out of Egypt. Remember, he had just put the whole thing, you know, he had done all kinds of miracles and wonders and stuff, and finally the I'm sorry? Yeah. Finally, what's his name? Pharaoh was finally going to let him go. But it wasn't easy. It wasn't until after he had done all these miracles. Remember? He left him a good message. And so they're celebrating. God told them, you're supposed to celebrate this. But actually what happened on that night was that the spirit of death, the angel of death, was passing by the whole country of Egypt. And the firstborn out of every family was going to be killed unless they put the blood of the lamb on the doorposts and on the windows. So the people were actually getting ready because the next day they were going to be going. Moses told them, pack up, get yourself ready, go get everything that you can get from your neighbor because we're out of here. We're leaving. And so the women were packing and they were over there to the neighbor's house telling them, hey, I need all the gold that you can give me. I need all the linen. I need everything, you know, that you got to give me. Give it to me because we're leaving. And so, and the men, meanwhile, were in the backyard killing the lamb. Now, the lamb had to be without a spot, without a blemish, and they could not break any part of his body. No bone could be broken. If accidentally one of his legs was broken, that animal could not be used anymore. He couldn't be used for that, for what they were going to do it. Now, on the norm, what they would do is they would take the animal, bleed it, get all the blood out of him, and then boil it, because they weren't supposed to eat any of the fat. They would boil it before they would roast it. But today was different. Today they were making bread without leaven, and they were taking the lamb, washing it off, and just roast it just like that. They weren't going through that time. They weren't taking time out to use yeast in their bread because it took a long time for it to rise, and they didn't have time. So they made unleavened bread, and they roasted the lamb right after they killed it. And so they were getting ready to do that. Now, during the time that they're doing it, now remember, once the sun set, it became the first day of the Passover. So we're back to Jesus, okay? So they could not do any type of work, nothing at all. And especially they couldn't kill the lamb. So they were killing the lamb before. So during the time that Jesus was dying, the people in town were killing their lamb for the supper. That's why Jesus is called the Lamb of God. Did you get that? Yes.
And from their sacrifice, we get a picture of the cross, too.
Exactly.
They had to put the blood on the mantle, yep, and the sides of the door.
That's right.
And in those little doors on the bottom, some people would say, how come they didn't put the blood on the bottom? Back then, when they made the huts, if you're like a contractor back then, and your place stole a part that you built, you'd be punished by death. And not only that, your family's name is ruined because that's how it's worked. Mm-hmm. So they put the blood at the top, and then the sides, just below and above the mantle.
Not only that, but you don't want to walk over the blood of Jesus. So, that's why that was done. Now, now you notice that she goes in there, she gets up really early, and she knows Jesus was pretty bloody when he died. I mean, they had done a job on him. They had taken him and they beat him to a pulp. His back was like hamburger. There was no spot in his back that had not been ripped apart. And so he was pretty bloody. And he knew that when they took him down from the cross, they didn't have time to wash him. And back then, they had to wash him before they put him in the tomb. And so Jesus had not, none of that had happened. I mean, Joseph of Arimathea had done his best, but he only had minutes to put him in the tomb. He didn't have a whole half a day that it would take to get him prepared. So they took him down from the grave and just, you know, cleaned the face a little bit and put the shawl or you know, that the grave, what do you call those, robes or whatever it was that they put on. They just put them on him, put them on there, put the rock on the wall, on the door, and took off. And remember, that was a sacrifice that Joseph and, what's his name, did, because you weren't supposed to. Jews were not supposed to touch a dead body. It was a sin. You had to wash, clean yourself for days if you just so much as touched, you know, a dead body. But they not only touched it, they cleaned it, they prepared it, and they put it in the tomb. So they did a sacrifice. But look at Mary. Look at what Mary did. We're going to talk a little bit about Mary before we come back over here. Now, Mary, now everybody knows who Mary Magdalene was, right? Yes. She was a very wealthy woman. But she traveled with Jesus. Remember, Jesus had his ministry went all over the place. He traveled. Well, she was with him from the beginning. Remember, she was the one that Jesus, how do you call it? He casted 7 demons out of her early in his ministry. Remember, he comes to this woman and she's harlot or something, and she's got a lot of money, but she is, she's got all these bunch of demons. She was a, Yes, well, she was kind of bad, yeah. All right. And so once Jesus did that to her, he delivered her. And so she had a lot of love for God and a lot of admiration. She loved him. I mean, she wasn't pulling the leg. She was for real. She really loved him. And so she supported his ministry wherever he went. She supported not only him, but all his disciples and all the rest of the people that were with him. And remember, back at that time, there was a lot of people that followed him around. A lot of people. There were a lot of people in his ministry, and she supported them. And at that time, you better believe she had some money, honey.
Weren't disciples just supposed to go around and get stuff from, just have what they have on their back?
Yeah, but they still had to eat. They still had to eat, and there was a lot of people. And one house could not feed all of them.
Yeah.
But yet she did. Anyway, so that was one of the things she did. Now, this is a good one. She was present at the crucifixion. Remember, she was there with Mary, Jesus' mother, when he was dying? Remember? They beat the heck out of him and all that. He's bleeding and all that. And she's right there next to next to his mom, and she's feeling the pain that the mom is feeling because they're killing her Messiah, her teacher, the one thing that she loved more than anything. And so she is right there mourning along with Mary and feeling the pain of the loss of Jesus. Okay. Number two, now let me tell it to you this way. She was at the cross of Jesus when he was dying, when the disciples had run away. Remember? Now, who has a better chance of being called a disciple? The disciples are her. They stayed. They didn't care what was going to happen to her. She didn't care what was going to happen to her. The disciples were afraid. They saw what they were doing to Jesus, and they were scared. But not her. She stood right there with Mary, his mother. She was the first one. Check this out. She was the first one to see Jesus after his resurrection. So Jesus honored her. That was a great honor to be the first one to see Jesus alive. Can you imagine that? Jesus. So she was the first one to see him after the resurrection. And Jesus honored her childlike faith by appearing to her first and by entrusting her with the first message of the resurrection. Isn't that something? She's the first one that went out and said, hey, he's risen. He's alive. And his disciples didn't believe him. They probably said, this woman's crazy. Look at her. What's wrong with her? But she wasn't. She actually saw him. He spoke to her. Huh?
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, but yet she did. So there's a lot going on in her favor. Yes, sir.
Well, before that, he told him what's going to happen.
He had already told him.
He was like, that's right now. He's coming back. The day, we didn't. They were all scared and locked up in a room where they were, and then Mary ran over there. He's alive.
They told him, he's alive. He said, no, man, he's not alive. Yes, he is. He's alive. Because remember, look at what did the disciples do? We just read it. What did they do? They run to the sepulcher, to the tomb where he was at. One looks in. The other one walks right in. And they see the grave cloths. And then what do? They go home and close the door. Isn't that something? Instead of saying, hey, what happened to him? Who took him? Where is he? I want to know what happened. No, they just... they saw that he was no longer there, so they turn around, go back home, and close the door. She, on the other hand, she stayed there. She was crying. When she saw Jesus, she thought he was a gardener. It says so right in there. She thought that he was the gardener. And she's there weeping. And look at what Jesus says to her in verse 15. He says, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? A quien buscas? Who are you looking for? What's the matter with you? Why are you crying? Who are you looking for? And she says, supposing him to be the gardener. She didn't even know who he was. She didn't recognize him. Remember, like Chencha just said, Jesus had told her that he was going to rise again after 3 days, that they were going to kill him. They were going to beat him every way, every which way, and then they were going to kill him, and he was going to be in the grave for 3 days. He had told them this over and over and over. And yet, when it happened, they had no idea what was going on. Yes, Tom?
Yeah, but we're told that you're going to get a different body, so he had different bodies.
We're coming to that in a minute. No, he didn't have a different body. He had the same body. He had this. He didn't lose his body. Because it wasn't time for her to recognize him yet. Yes? He shows them the holes later on. He says, look at, see? Put your fingers in there, Tom. Go ahead. Stick your finger in the hole in my hand. Remember he said that? And then he said, and stick your finger on my side. So he still had the same body. He didn't get a new body. He kept the same old one. Now, he tells her that. And Jesus said it to her, Mary. I can almost imagine the love in his voice when he told her, Mary, wanting to console her. Because here she is crying her heart out because she doesn't know where his body's at. She doesn't know where his body's at. And I'm sure that she was probably... planning on going to visit him regularly. Because remember, she's way early in the morning and she's going over there ready to take care of Jesus the way he should have been taken care of. But he's not there. And so she's crying and he goes, Mary. And she goes, Mister. She can't believe it. He goes, Mister. And then he tells her, he gives her the first commission. He says, don't touch me yet, baby, don't touch me. He says, I'm not yet ascended to my Father, but go and tell my brother and say unto them that I have ascended to my Father and to their Father and to my God and to their God. So he gives her the first commission. He says, don't touch me. No me toques corazón porque ahorita, you know, I haven't gone up there yet. Don't touch me, baby, please. But go and tell my brothers that I've already risen. Now, all this time, like we said, he had been telling them and telling them, but they didn't know. They actually did not know. They were so full of fear, you know, for their own lives, mind you, that they had no idea that he had already died. So, I better hurry. Okay. So now, Let me prove to you. Go back to chapter 11. Chapter 11 of John. No, we're going to read John 11, 41. Yeah, 11, 41. Now, this is another person that just died. And they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Who are we going to talk about?
Lazarus.
Who's Lazarus, by the way?
That's his best friend.
His what?
His real good friend.
Yeah, and what else?
Brother of, he's a brother.
He what?
He's a brother of
Mary and Martha. He's Mary and Martha's brother. He dies, and they bury him, and here comes Jesus. And check out what he says. And Jesus lifted his eyes and said, Jesus told him, he says, roll the stone away. And Martha says, Lord, by this time he stinks. He's been in there 3 days already. He says, he probably stinks. Why would you want to roll the stone away? And so he just tells her, remember what I told you, Martha. Remember? And then he prays. And look what he prays. He says, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know that thou hearest me always. But because of these people, because that stand by, I said it. And that they may believe that thou hast sent me. In other words, he says, I'm only praying because of these people that don't believe. I want them to see and understand. Because I know that you hear me all the time, Lord. So what does he do? Then, and when he thus had spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Okay? He spoke. He called Lazarus. It says, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Now, imagine what he just said. He just called Lazarus out of a dead. Out of the dead. He was in his tomb. He had been dead for days. And he calls him. And the power of God just kind of like sucks him right out. And Lazarus is standing right there before Jesus. But there's something different here between Jesus' death and Lazarus' death. Lazarus comes right away when Jesus called him, but he's still wrapped up in those grave clothes. He's all wrapped up and his face is all covered in the whole bit. He came, but he came still. Okay. He came still with the grave clothes. It's his body still, but it's the body of the earth that he had. This earthly body, he still had it. Now, let's go back again to John 20. To what we were just reading. Remember? We were just reading it?
20?
Chapter 20. Okay, chapter 20, verse 6. Then cometh Simon Peter following him and went into the sepulchre and see the linen clothes lie. The linen clothes were the rags that he had been wrapped in, remember? When Lazarus comes out, Lazarus still had his grave clothes on. But Jesus' grave clothes are laying there. He says, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but wrapped together in a place by itself. So, the linen cloths were covering his body. The napkin was covering his face. But it was still laying where the head part was at, and the clothes, the rest of the rags were on the part where his body was at. But he wasn't there. In other words, his clothes weren't torn apart so he could get out. He didn't just move the clothes out of the way so he could get out. He just came out and the burial clothes were still there intact with him where they had not been moved. And neither was his top. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He just came right out of the clothes. In other words, it's like me. I'm standing here. God calls me, and I'm gone, and my clothes stay here. That's exactly what happened to Jesus. The power of God pulled him right out of his grave clothes. Lazarus, the power of God brought him to where he was at, but he still had his body, his earthly body. Why?
Because Jesus had been first.
Well, he had already died too.
I know, but Jesus had opened up the gate and not sure yet to be the first.
But Jesus kept his body. Now, Jesus did something that Lazarus did not do. Jesus went through his clothes. Lazarus still had his clothes. Lazarus dies again the second time, and he stays dead. Jesus never dies again. Jesus was resurrected, but he never dies again. His body stays. He now has what we now call a glorified body. And that's what we're going to have. And that's the biggest message of the resurrection. That's the best message that we as believers have. That is the greatest news that we can have, is that we have the hope that when the time comes, Jesus calls us and we're going to go to him. We're still going to have the same body. I'm still going to look just like this, hopefully a little bit slimmer, but still, yes.
Well, he also says he'll come three times, right? When he did the and then he came to see and then the next time will be the third.
That's right. That's when we get to go with him. So, can you imagine the greatness of his resurrection? It wasn't just, oh, he died. Oh, pobrecito, you know, he died. He'll be back. That's okay. We're going to see him again sometime. No, he did not just die. He came back to life in his heavenly body, which is the heavenly body that we're going to have. He was the first of many. Remember, the Bible says that later, and I don't have time to show it to you, but the Bible says that he was the first of many that get to be with the Lord later on. He didn't say they get to go, oh yeah, don't worry about it, they get to come back. And whatever. No, we get to be just like this again. Jesus was able to do something that Lazarus could not do. When Lazarus came back, he came back in his earthly body, but he couldn't walk through walls. Jesus did. Remember, we just read it. Jesus comes into where the disciples were at. He goes, walks right through the door. Nothing was able to hold him back. That's the difference between Lazarus and him. Lazarus came back to this world. Jesus didn't. Jesus came back to this world only to tell the disciples, to show them, you, if you can overcome, if you can walk with me to the point where you're going to overcome, you're going to be able to do the same thing that I'm doing. We're going to walk through walls. We're going to walk with Jesus, because that's the hope that we have for our future. So if we have a chance to walk with the Lord, we can walk with him now and make sure we do it right, because, hey, I want to go be with him just the way he is. Jesus has nothing that can hold him down. He doesn't have gravity that's going to hold him from like we do. If it wasn't from gravity, we'd be smushing into each other already right now. He doesn't have that part. He doesn't have, you know, time to hold him down like we do. The Bible says that to each one of us is given 70. That's 70 years that we have on this earth. And anything beyond that, because of our care, God blesses us. We have care with our bodies, but also care with God's things. So we get years at it. Now, if we're not careful walking with the way God is, he shortens our lives. He goes, shoo. Your life is cut short. So my time is up. Okay. My time is up. Alrighty. Just got one little thing I want to say. Jesus died when the lamb of Passover was being killed. At the same time, like I told you, they were preparing their dinner, and Jesus was being killed at the same time that they were doing. The disciples did not understand what had happened. They had no understanding, and that's why, okay, They had no understanding. And that's why things were happening. Because they didn't know. They, instead of staying there and asking, where'd he go? They ran back into their room and hid. Because they were afraid. They didn't want to. They knew that was going to happen to them. So, as the disciples committed their lives to the Lord, then not only committed him to the risen Lord, not just any kind of Lord. Because they had, there was disciples that committed themselves to Baal. But I'm talking about Jesus Christ. As they committed their lives to him, they devoted their lives to serve him. Then they began to understand fully what happened. And that is the same thing we have to understand. You want to understand about the resurrection? Commit yourself to the Lord. You want to be able to experience what happened? Commit your life to the Lord. You want to be able to know that at one time you're going to be, commit your life to the Lord. I mean, be honest and be for real. And don't let anything else stop you. Don't make excuses. Because we're full of excuses. Well, I can't do this. Oh, Lord, I can't do that because I marry me a cow and I... No. Don't make excuses. There is no excuse that's good enough to why we can't walk with the Lord the way we should. I'm sorry, but there isn't any. And that's all I have because I don't have time. Praise the Lord. Isn't he awesome? Praise God for his resurrection, for giving me a chance to be here, giving all of us a chance to be here again.